KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 33 degrees. And we look for mostly cloudy skies today. A chance of flurries this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 41. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports this morning that his officers made two recent arrests. On October 25th, 39-year-old Joshua Robert Saunders of Audubon was arrested for trespassing. Saunders was brought to the Audubon County Jail to appear before the magistrate. And on November 2nd, 27-year-old Scott Nathaniel Ballou of Audubon was arrested for driving under suspension. Ballou later pled guilty to the charge. Well, this is Election Day across the state of Iowa, and for most of the nation, for that matter. And we last hour recapped some of the election contests that are going on here in Cass County and some public measures that you might be voting on. Let's turn to Adair County now, where the voters head to the polls today, and the auditor's office is open from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for absentee ballots being cast. The remaining polls in Adair County open at noon today until 8 p.m. this evening, as they do for the rest of the counties in our area. And there's only really one thing to note in Adair County, that is in Stewart, where there are three seats open on the city council there and five candidates. Those candidates include Mick Askren, Brian Belden, Neil Crawford, Christina Renslow, and Teresa Wright Glass. The other positions at the various cities of Adair, Bridgewater, Fontenelle, Greenfield, and Orient have just the right number of candidates and no contested races involved with those particular cities. In Adams County, voters have some public measures to vote on, but there are no contested races for city office. So for the public measures, for instance, in Corning, Mayor Janice Mercer-Leonard is running unopposed, as is Ward 2 incumbent Councilman Jerry Peck. Judy Beckett is a lone candidate for file at the at-large seat on the Corning City Council. Now, the voters in Corning will decide the fate of Public Measure A, which asks a 7% hotel-motel tax should be imposed there on January 1st, and Public Measure B, which asks that the Corning Municipal Utilities Board of Trustees should consist of five members effective January 1st instead of the current three members. That would be discontinued on January 1st if the voters approve that particular public measure. In Audubon County, there are a couple of races. In Brayton, incumbent Mayor Callie Christensen faces a challenge from Neil Polberg, and there are two incumbent councilpersons, David Hansen and Greg Gust. They're unopposed to fill two seats on the council. In the city of Gray, there are two seats on the council and three candidates for those two seats. They include incumbent Joan Kramer, Roy John Bullock, and Jared Olson. The incumbent mayor, William Kramer, is running unopposed for the top seat, and Samuel Wendt is unopposed in his bid to fill a single vacancy term on the Gray City Council that will expire in 2019. In Guthrie County, we need to look to Menlo tonight, where Michael Clark and David Jacobson are running for mayor. Paul Jones and Dorothy Karate are running for two open council seats, so there's no contest there. In Panora, five people are running for three city council seats: Tony Barber, Thomas Flannery, Brian Dorsett, Stan London, and Curtis Thornberry. And in Yale, there are four candidates for three city council seats: John Chase, Mindy Fear, Richard Kipp, and Tim Walker. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic Police Department reports three people were arrested over the past few days. On Friday, officers arrested 29-year-old Justin Cooley of Atlantic for burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, 53-year-old Roger Donner of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow and or blood flow. And on Sunday, 35-year-old Tracy Porter of Wyota was arrested on Cass County warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. All three subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson provided us with an update mid-morning yesterday about that accident we told you about that happened on Sunday at 4:15 p.m. at 7th and Poplar. The chief says that vehicles driven by Samantha Edwards and Chase Roller of Atlantic collided when Edwards failed to stop for the intersection red light. The car she was driving westbound on 7th struck Roller's northbound pickup on the right side, causing a total of $9,500 damage. Edwards and her passenger were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance to be checked out for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Edwards was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. And the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday there were no injuries following two other separate accidents. Mariano Boulay of Atlantic was cited for failure to obey a stop sign, operating a motor vehicle with an expired license, and failure to provide proof of insurance following an accident that happened Friday at around 11 a.m. at 3rd and Lynn Streets. Officials said the vehicle driven by Cameron Watkins of Atlantic was traveling west on 3rd Street and passing by Lynn when Boulay, who was traveling south on Lynn, failed to stop. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,500. The second accident happened on Saturday afternoon around 2:30 in the Hy-Vee parking lot. Atlantic police say a vehicle driven by Melissa Jordan of Griswold was traveling north into the parking lot and attempting to make a left turn. A vehicle driven by Kyle Wilson of Atlantic was behind Jordan's vehicle, also heading north into the parking lot. But due to traffic congestion, Jordan was unable to make the turn left, so she decided to head north into the parking lot. And Wilson saw that Jordan was about to turn left and attempted to go around her vehicle. It was at that moment that Jordan continued north and struck the right side of Wilson's vehicle. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,500. There were no citations issued. The Creston Police Department reports 46-year-old Anita Michael of Creston was arrested Monday afternoon. Michael was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on the original charge of possession of a controlled substance, first offense. She was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Creston Police Department said yesterday a resident living in the 400 block of New York Avenue had reported Saturday morning that sometime between November 1st and the 3rd, someone vandalized a building belonging to him at 200 Russell Street. Several windows were broken out with bricks and a doorknob was damaged. The damage estimate was $250. And late Sunday morning, a woman reported that sometime between the hours of 9 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. Sunday, someone had broken into her vehicle that was parked at 512 West Montgomery Street. Inside, they stole cash, debit or credit cards, and an LG tablet. The loss there in Creston estimated at $215. A van that collided with a cow Saturday morning in Page County caught fire, but no one was injured. The cow didn't fare so well, though. The Page County Sheriff's Office was notified about the accident near the intersection of Highway 2 and Hackberry Avenue at around 3:15 a.m. Saturday. Authorities said that 56-year-old Carol Anthony Colton was driving a 1999 Ford E350 Super Duty Econoline van eastbound on Highway 2, about 7 miles east of Shenandoah, when a black cow came upon the road and was struck by the van, which then ended up on fire. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $8,000. The cow, owned by Bruce Ketchum, was valued at $2,300. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.